Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. The Unicorn
Ning, Trotting, Galloping. Yeah. Unicorn.
This has got to be the most outrageous and ridiculous thing that we've ever been involved in.
It's true.
But
it's
also
true.
Hilarious when it works.
Yes.
Hilarious.
You can check out the video at this point in time, which is up at our Facebook page, 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook. Really, really simple. Jad and Damien were presented with a prophylactic.
Yes.
As a piece of protection.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Which they had to pull snugly over their head.
All right.
And then at the appropriate time, get a tight, snug seal around their nose. Say the following phrase.
My mama told me I could be anything in the world, so I decided to be a unicorn.
And then blow.
and you blow. And then the point of the prophylactic pops up into the air and makes a unicorn.
You become a unicorn.
Yeah, well, if you missed it early this morning, here's how it all went down.
I had to get on, probably because they're not meant for heads.
All right, okay. I'm on.
Okay, Damo is on.
Come on. Oh my gosh, condom is on my head.
It's about to go up your nose.
Down over your nose.
Oh, I've got another break in.
They kept breaking.
Okay.
Another condom.
I don't know if there's much condom left. Oh God!
What you gotta do? You gotta caress the condom first.
Really, just ease the condom into position.
All right. Damien's got his closely on.
I'm taking my ponytail out now.
Jade's got hers on now.
Oh.
Okay. All right, give it a try.
My mama told me I could be anything I want, so I decided to be a unicorn.
Yay! All right.
And it works.
You have got to see the vision at our Facebook page. Well done, Jade.
There was lots of attempts there with that piece of protection. They kept on breaking. They kept on...
You've actually got you've got prophylactic burn on your forehead.
I do.
And your ears are all red as well.
I think I went through maybe five prophylactics that kept breaking on me. So, Jake, congratulations to you. You're the one who actually completed
it. Do you want to be one, though? I feel like that you've been down. You kept saying, man, it was so hard. Or how come they kept breaking? Yeah. Maybe we should try again.
All right. I'm willing to give it
Do you know what we should do, though?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you just need some help putting it on.
Oh.
Maybe you need a lady's touch, Damien.
All right, let's... I'm taking off my headphones.
Let's take it off, and I'll try.
All right, so you've got the packet there.
These came with the free, liquid.
Solution.
Yeah, solution to help with them. Maybe if I put some of that on, it'll help.
Oh, some of the solution.
Yeah,
they call that slippery solution.
Yeah, though. The slippery solution.
Yeah. They use it on slippery dips. All right. Jade can't open it. All right, here she goes.
So don't I just put this straight on your head?
Oh, you put it on my head. Oh, jeez. Oh, that's disgusting. It's in my hair.
It'll make it get on better.
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. Okay. So you put the slippery solution all over my head.
Oh, and it's slippery.
Now you're okay. Here. I'm
gonna put it on your head.
All right. Let's see. All right. Oh. Okay. All right. It's on.
Damien, it's on.
That's awesome. My mama told me I could be anything in the world. I decided to be a unicorn. Did it work? Where is it?
It hasn't worked. Try again.
Well, I can't do this again. Oh,
hang on a minute. There it is.
You got one.
Oh, well, look,
that's just disgusting.
You actually had a little unicorn at the end that just popped up by itself.
Not every unicorn's the same.
All unicorn horns come in different shapes and sizes.
Normally, I would say take that one to work today and share and have a crack at the lunchroom, but
don't try it. Don't try it at home. Anyway,
you can check out the video. It's all there for you. We'll get it across all our social platforms later today, but right now it is on Facebook.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's topic train. Topic train.
Yeah. A few stories knocking around this morning that are worth a bit of a natter. Hey, a former royal chef has dished on the foods Queen Elizabeth most likes to eat, including, Jade and Damien, the snack that she's enjoyed ever since she was 5 years of age. And she's what now, mid-90s?
Yeah. Mid-90s, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look, Her Madge the Queen loves for afternoon tea, Her Majesty's Queen's love for afternoon tea long been talked about by numerous former staff members of the royal family, many whom have confirmed what the monarch likes. Now, former royal chef Darren McGrady worked for the royals for close on two decades. Mm-hmm. All right. The Queen, this is him, the Queen was served jam sandwiches in the nursery as a little girl, and she's had them for afternoon tea every day since.
Jam sandwich. Yeah. Have they said what type of jam? Strawberry?
No. I reckon it'd be strawberry.
Strawberry. Yeah. Just a standard jam.
Yeah, just standard jam. Yeah.
No, otherwise I would have said marmalade.
Might mix it up.
Marmalade.
Yeah, that's right.
I would have thought she was a marmalade sort of girl.
Jam sandwich.
So there you go. Yeah. Almost every day for 90 years. Oh, so
that's consistent, isn't
it? I'm wondering with you two, what's your go-to snack that you've been eating since you were little kids?
Little kids, oh. Well, for me, you know, I've been known to have a tomato sauce sandwich.
My brothers did that too.
It's a reliable dish. It's filled with all the goodness that sugar can give you.
Yeah, that's right. Not many tomatoes, but you can pretend that there's
no tomatoes,
there.
But a lot of sugar.
I used to love lettuce sandwiches, so I'd just have butter, fresh bread, and just iceberg lettuce. Loved it.
Clearly, when we were both young, we had no lollies. There was nothing in our cupboards.
Yeah, what was your go-to snack? We're both on the sandwich bandwagon.
You're a lettuce and I'm a tomato sauce.
Not much going on in the plains of Africa or downtown Jamboree.
Where's the ham and the turkey?
I remember once when Bronwyn Waters bought these like yogurt-covered sultanas to school and everyone was like, oh, my gosh, they're amazing.
They must have won the lotto.
This is the 80s. My idea of a sweet snack was some Wheat Bix with honey put on it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, well, that goes
around. Not bad either.
Dry, right. Very dry.
A mum has been slammed for lax parenting after her toddler has painted a wall. Sydney mum has faced a brutal backlash on social media for her reaction to her one-year-old son covering this wall in red paint. Check out the video.
So he has paint all over the wall.
Oh, look at that.
Kidding.
Oh, that's
you are kidding me. Are you joking? Navy, stop. Navy, what did you just do?
Wow.
Stop.
Okay, so that wouldn't be my reaction as a parent. My reaction would be a lot more vocal. And I'd probably be like, oh, my flippin'.
What the
heck? Oh, my gosh, what's going on? And I also probably wouldn't have time to get my camera ready to have a reaction. Yeah.
No, but see, that's because your reaction would be real. The reaction we're watching there was a few moments earlier, she saw it happening and said, let's let this happen.
She's got it. It's full red paint all over her walls. And she's like, Navy, no, Navy. Don't you find it quite ironic too that the kid's name's Navy and he's using red paint?
Nicely spotted, Jed.
But look, finish this one for me. You turned your back, Jade, and the kids did what?
Oh, God, what didn't they do? I remember one morning we came out and Lulu had got into the pantry and she'd upended every spice jar we had into a bowl and was making a cake. So we calculated it was about $250 worth of spice. She even had saffron in there. Like, she went through them all. And there was another time, this one's quite memorable too, that they're in my bedroom and Lulu had gotten a chew out of the bedside table and had proceeded to put it all through Arwen's hair.
Oh, jeez.
Can I just say that lubricant is very hard to wash out.
She
was covered in it. She was like a little, and try to get her in the shower, she was like a little slippery little sucker.
Jeez. When I was a kid, I was the kid who did kind of dodgy stuff when I was younger. When we lived in Ireland, we used to have wallpaper. This was all the rage in Ireland. Yeah. It was like embossed wallpaper. It had like flowers and stuff, but they kind of stuck out.
That's really on trend now.
Is that back in?
Yeah, that's back in.
Oh, no. Okay, well, here's a warning to everybody out there, all the parents. I used to get a pen and draw around all the embossed. I used to trace all around. And I did my entire wall one time. My mum came and said, what the hell have you done? I destroyed it. I thought it was great.
You're like, this looks amazing.
I was like, yeah, that was pretty good, but mine is way better.
That's right. And the stencils were there. It'd be rude not to actually trace and give it some definition.
Exactly. That's what it's for.
All right, there we go. That's a topic train. A couple of stories doing the rounds that have grabbed us this morning.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, recently you and your lovely husband, Milko, you went off on a love camp.
Yes. Couples retreat.
Couples retreat to rekindle and, well, not even rekindle. You've nothing to rekindle, but it was more just to
reconnect.
Because obviously life is busy. You've got kids. It's very hard sometimes to find time to yourselves.
Yes.
We all experience it. Everyone knows what it's like. Okay, so
true.
Now, in the case of you, you would have spent quite a bit of money.
Yeah, it was expensive. Not gonna lie, it was like it would have been all up nearly $3,000.
Really?
But it was our anniversary present to each other. We've forgotten our anniversary for the past 7 years, so you know we thought that was worth the investment. All our presents into one, and it was worth it. Like, you go, what kind of value do you put on your relationship?
Okay, well, look, I think you could have saved yourself a lot of money.
Really?
Had you gone back to the 1950s home economics book? Okay. Tips to look after your husband.
All right.
All right. So I've got a list of tips here that these were recommended in the 1950s and proved very successful for a lot of couples. Okay?
A lot of baby boomers.
Have dinner ready. All right. So make sure, look, most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospects of a good meal are part of the warm welcome needed.
Go right.
Okay, so
okay.
Is this something that you partake in normally?
No, it's usually at 3 or 4 o'clock. One of us goes, what are we doing for our dinner? You got any ideas? No, I don't. Oh, crap. Let's try and get something together.
This recommendation Number two, Jade, prepare yourself, okay? Take 15 minutes to rest so that you will be refreshed when he arrives, okay?
I do like a nana nap.
Yeah. Touch up your makeup. Put a ribbon in your hair.
A ribbon.
And be fresh looking, all right?
Oh, God, never fresh looking.
Jade, he has just been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interested. His boring day needs a lift, okay?
Right.
Okay.
I feel like this is quite one-sided at the moment. Look, I seem to be preparing a lot.
Part three, clear away the clutter, all right? All right, so just make sure you clean up the house, have it all ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there are some don'ts, all right? If you want your relationship to really blossom, don't. Don't greet him with problems or complaints.
All right. Okay. So everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Okay.
Sing the Lego song.
Do not complain if he's late for dinner. Just, you know, count this as minor compared to what he might have gone through throughout the day.
What is this?
This is the 1950s home economics book.
This sounds like it's an advertisement for a household maid.
Well, it says minimize all the noise, so just keep everyone down.
Good luck with
that.
Prepare
the children, make sure they're in bed. All right? Make the evening his. All right. Never complain if he does not take you out to dinner or to other entertainments.
Instead, is terrible.
Try to understand the world of strain that he's under.
Now I understand why we had the tree-hugging, free love 60s and 70s to eradicate that.
Look, the bottom line is the main goal of this is to try to make your home a place of peace and order where your husband can renew himself in body and spirit.
Look, the only way that's going to happen is if our house is the shed out in the backyard and there's no other people in it.
This is why they invented the man cage. It was invented by a woman.
Yeah, get the man cage. Get out there.
Get out.
Go in the doghouse.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Well, something that just happened in our household and I don't know what to do with it.
Okay.
Okay, yesterday, you may or may not know, that yesterday was International Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh, okay.
And as luck would have it, for Lulu, she actually lost a tooth.
Very good. She actually,
like, was eating an apple and a bit of a tooth came out.
Yep.
Like, a little tooth came out. We're like, oh, my gosh, the tooth fairy's going to come.
Wow.
And so, you know, we did the whole... Sorry, not yesterday, the day before. Sorry, one day I'm ahead of myself. We did the whole putting in the tooth. We put it in like a little egg cup in some water. That's what we always did when we were young. And then on Sunday night, I didn't realise this, but Arwen had taken it out and wrapped it up in toilet paper, that Arwen, the five-year-old, and said, Lulu, you've got to put it under your bed. Because then the tooth fairy is going to come.
Well, under the pillow.
So she did that. And when I got home yesterday, Arwen, the first thing she said to me, she goes, Mum, the tooth fairy didn't come. It's like, what? She goes, the tooth fairy didn't come. I put the tooth under Lulu's pillow and the tooth fairy didn't come. And I was like, maybe the tooth fairy, I don't know, maybe she thought that she had to put the money somewhere else.
Well, especially if traditionally you always use the egg cup.
Well, that's right. So I think maybe she got confused. Maybe she thought the tooth was still in there.
Yeah.
And look, as luck would have it, lo and behold, she went there and there was some money in the, it was $4. $4 in the egg cup. Nice. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Lulu, you got some money. The tooth fairy came. You got $4.
So Arwen was way more excited than Lulu was.
Way more excited. Lulu was like, oh, yay. Arwen ran upstairs, got her money box and Lulu's money box, brought it back downstairs.
Yeah.
And then goes, Lulu, here's your money. And then she said, can I have some?
Oh.
And Lulu was like, well, yeah, okay, I'll share, because Lulu's a really good sharer.
Yeah.
And Owen's like, okay, can I have some? And she gave her one, and then Owen's like, can I have more? Oh. And Lulu's like, no, I want some money. Owen's like, I'll give you a chocolate. So Lulu, Arwen sold her a chocolate, like a little fun-sized Mars bar, for $4.
Oh.
And Arwen got it all and put it in a piggy bank and she's, yeah, I got all this money. And I was like, I don't know if you could do that. I think you might need to give her some of her money back.
Yeah.
No. I mean, what do you do in that situation? Because I was like, was that a really smart transaction or was Arwen taking advantage of the fact that you can buy Lulu, you can get Lulu to do anything with a bit of chocolate. We learned, that's how we did toilet training. Like, it was like the chocolate carrot hanging over her head. But I was like, I ended up saying to Arwen, you've got to give her back some of her money. You can't take her full $4.
Don't be a spoil sport, Jade. God, I think what Arwen did there was just—it was ingenious. I think, you know, there are a lot of adults I know in this world that aren't as clued in as that. She is a future CEO, and you should be embracing that.
Well, that's true.
You should get her to look after your finances.
There are a lot of people that sell you something that's worth a lot less than what you pay it for it.
I reckon that was so awesome, and you know, she recognized the weakness, Lulu's weakness for chocolate. She recognized it, and that's a good businessman, you know. Look for the weakness and then go in and squeeze it.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
That's what she did. Come until on. The CEO came in and then took some of the money back and gave it back.
You're the horrible CEO. Jeez. Leave her be. Oh, my God. It should be embraced, Jed.
Should be embraced. Yeah. Just let them sort out their own negotiations. Squash. Even if it means Lulu's poor and Arwen's laughing all the way to the bank.
Absolutely.
100%. Restock the chocolates.
Yeah, that's
the trick.
The chocolate currency of our household.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.